Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studios by the one and only Peter Leonard.
How are you, everybody?
And from MTV's Wildin' Out, Mr. Elgin David.
In the building. What's up, everybody?
That's what. Good afternoon, everybody. We are recording here in Danger Studios in beautiful Coral Springs, Florida, where the temperature is about 74 degrees and breezy.
In the studio.
Right.
You should see it outside.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And, of course, excited. Again, everybody knows the good news. I passed my stone. Finally this weekend, so I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like $100, although I got the bill from the emergency room, it was about $2,400.
Oh, man.
You didn't meet your deductible this year yet.
Well, now here's the thing. You know, I remember the old days when you used to get sick, you know, something happened. My mom was like, let's take you to the emergency room because all bets are off. When you go to the emergency room,
her illness was really bad and it was going to be free.
Listen, my mother spoke better than you, okay? and she was actually taller than you.
And hairier.
So I was hoping to get no bill. Obviously, that was the way you'd want it to go. But I got the bill. So I found out the big bill was $17,000.
Wow!
So based on out of the network hospital, I got charged because I was out of the network hospital, and I guess the surgeon or whoever, or the guy, the doctor on staff, for the attending physician. He's not in my network either.
Oh, my God.
So I got to tell everybody.
Where does $17,000 come from when you went there for that? You went home with a Percocet, right? A shot of Demerol or something?
Yeah, but I got some morphine or something for the pain when it was
$17,000 worth?
Well,
you could be down in fucking Sistrunk Avenue, man, turning that shit into about $50,000. You know what I mean? Right, Elgin, you've been down to shit that way, right?
That's
right.
What I do.
You used to bag that shit up, put a cut on it, and fucking.
All right, so, but it was, you know, that and the MRI scans, I imagine, whatever.
Okay.
So, and I haven't taken any of the Percocets yet, by the way. What's up, Marino?
Well, get some of your $17,000 and go sell those on the street for $10.
So, all right, so everybody's nice at the old Blue Cross Blue Shield they call Florida Blue right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I call up, everybody's not going to give us thumbs up, but these people are on the ball. Everybody, you know, they were talking about.
You know, I had to call a Florida Blue.
Why?
Because that's going to turn blue. Before you get treated, you're gonna fucking. They're gonna.
You want more time to think about that joke?
No, I'm just trying to help.
Interrupt my story. This is where it starts.
Blue. You turn blue and they give you the bill.
Yeah,
that's what it is. There's the joke, you fucker. There's the joke.
Write it down, Dougie.
You didn't. By the way, you didn't tell the joke about you're inspired by the homeless.
He did.
I did.
How'd it go?
It was funny. He got a laugh.
Yeah, got a laugh.
Yeah, it was good.
Peter was showing us the videotape when he hosted at Tavolino's last week, and.
I had a great time.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Listen, watch the whole thing. See how many laughs your gay friend got, man.
Gay friend.
Yeah, your Steve.
Oh,
Miller.
Jesse Valiz.
Yeah, Jesse.
He didn't. He didn't do well, Jesse. How did Jesse do?
He killed it.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they loved him, man.
Absolutely.
So there was, in other words, if I would have watched the video from that same crowd, I wouldn't have heard like people talking and. People lighting their cigarettes.
Did you film him?
I didn't film him.
No.
But
you would know the gauge of difference in the audience laughter versus what I...
He did great.
We just watched, about 5-6 minutes of his set?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But no, Jesse did great.
Good.
Yeah, he was very funny.
Steve fucking slayed.
Right.
Yeah, Steve Marshall was just brilliant, man. People
so, any rate, so where was I with the conversation? So
I'm turning blue.
So I'm on the phone with these people at Blue, and they're great. Now they say, I'm going to send you an appeal form. That's nice when they send you an insurance appeal form where, and, you know, it's funny putting this together. So, you know, it's basically like, listen, I I really don't feel I'm responsible for these out-of-network charges, considering that I thought I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the most important thing was, instead of sitting there trying to boot my computer and try to find the fucking website,
right?
You know, and then see who's in the network. Should I go to this hospital, that hospital? I thought
at 2 o'clock in the morning,
for self-preservation, it might just be a good idea to go to the closest hospital, since I am driving myself,
right?
Right, and so I was like, I didn't have the time nor the capacity of being able to search.
But Mr. Almeida, if you were able to drive yourself, you could not have been that sick. You could have waited another day to see if your doctor was in the network.
Are you talking to this country or somewhere
welcome
else?
Welcome, Joel Carson and Barbie Monaco. Little Barbie Panette from my high school.
Awesome.
She had a Maria Panette. She had two sisters, our hot sisters in high school.
Really? The Panette sisters?
Yeah. This is a sexy name, you think? Panette sisters,
well, listen,
right?
Just
the Panette sisters. It sounds cute.
I'd like to pin a Panette.
All right.
Right?
I would imagine.
There you go.
So now I send the form. I'm hoping that, a friend of mine who's pretty knowledgeable in the subject matter says I might get a 50% reduction, of the number. Hmm. But it's just ridiculous. So anyway, so that's where I started today, dealing with that kind of stuff. But it just felt good that there seemed to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just saying, sometimes don't get overwhelmed, right? Like, you get overwhelmed. Sometimes something happens, sure. You start freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
You start fucking panicking. Remember when you were leaving your one job? Or you got fired or whatever happened? Or that you were banging the owner's wife? I can't remember what happened.
Well, it sounds like what would happen.
Yeah, well.
That sounds like Peter right there.
I mean, that wouldn't be bad, right? Like, couldn't it be neat if you're in a job interview and somebody says, says here in your past job you were terminated because you were having sex with the boss's wife. Have you seen her? Exactly. Are you really going to hold that against me, buddy?
Right.
I like what they said to me in a job interview, what's your worst attribute you think you have? What is the worst thing about yourself? I said, I'm too honest. I really am.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think it's a bad attribute, to be honest. I said, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah.
So it really didn't work out there, man.
I remember the first time I was interviewing for a financial planner at what was called IDS,
mm-hmm.
which is now known as Ameriprise. This is like 1989. Mm-hmm. And Gary Damon. Now, Gary Damon was the boss. I still remember the guy's name. He remember the guy who played the South African guy in Lethal Weapon 3 or 4? Diplomatic immunity. You remember that scene? That guy with the bald guy. He looked just like this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that he was him.
What does that mean?
It would have been cool. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go back. Let's
do it
again.
He was an actor. He was in the movie.
Yeah, he was my old boss was in Lethal Weapon 4.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I swear.
I was
thinking, like, he looked like that guy.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I was expecting something like the old.
So he asked me the question. He goes, if you could say what your biggest weakness is, what would it be? And I said, probably if I actually was to answer that question, that might be one of my biggest weaknesses.
I would have said yodels.
Right?
And what did he say?
Yeah, he just looked at me.
He put a check next to his name.
Yeah, he said, this guy's thinking.
I like this guy.
Did you ever take one of those personality tests? Like, they give you a personality test to see if you actually fit for the program.
Didn't find one.
See, that's what anybody does. I took a personality test. It came up empty.
Yeah. I had to take a test once. I was applying at, like, Pep Boys.
Yeah.
And they make you take a test, and you have to answer questions like, if you saw a coworker taking money or taking stuff out of the back, would you A, tell him, B, and C, like, describe your answer.
Right.
What would you do? And I didn't get the job, so I guess they didn't deem me trustworthy to work at fucking Pep Boys.
He checked off D, split the... Tell him, make the guy who give you half the money, or you're going to tell the boss.
No, they have those tests, same thing. You find a wallet on the street, and there's money in the wallet. You turn the wallet in, you throw the wallet, all that shit. I've taken a hundred of those tests, man. I smoke them.
New wallet. That's what I said. I have
the way they trick
now.
You in those tests is they ask you the same question.
In different, different ways,
three
right?
Different ways. So to see if you change.
They come at it three different angles from first person, like, second person.
Yeah, and 15, 15 questions apart,
Right.
It's kind of wacky like that.
Yeah, the personality test. I took a personality test. It came back negative. Came back completely devoid.
Right, that.
It's already on tape. It's part of what I own. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Okay.
He keeps telling me to write these jokes down. He doesn't get it that it's all on tape.
But sometimes you reach for that pen fast.
I do. Well, I don't want anything to go away.
I'm going to get a trademark attorney to do the shows with me now.
I'm going to have some guy, little,
copyright.
Little Jewish guy sitting next to him with a pen and paper.
And then he'll mail it to me.
Yeah.
If he puts a stamp on it and hands it to me, then it's my own.
It's official.
You know how that works?
It's official. He took about 2.4 jokes from you.
He'll have to be a post, an ex-postal service.
And he notarized it.
Right, he hands it to me, right. A postal guy. He hands it to me, he delivered it, boom.
Yeah.
It's a mail. I love it. Your dog is
How did
lying
you guys
in feet,
Facebook
man.
Land, how'd you guys score in your personality test?
When we come back, we will play a great song by the New York Dolls that I'm,
yeah?
I'm going to find.
All right, we're going to come back on the subject matter we just talked now in the beginning part of the show.
Personality.
Yeah.
Well, it's a song.
It's about personality?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why. I always got to do something timely. Well, how was your week, by the way? Did you you were somewhere, weren't you?
I had fun. I was in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Had a good time. Got, you know, stayed in a nice condo. Got to work with a comic where we got along. You know, when you're sharing a condo.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice big condo. It's, you know, it's like a big two-bedroom. Mm-hmm. Got your own bath. It's mm-hmm. really nice.
So did who slept in the other bedroom?
I got the smaller room. I got the second, you know.
You shacked up with
him. Yeah,
I'm
the
sure,
feature,
right?
man. I didn't get to stay in the big master bedroom.
Oh, okay.
You know?
You didn't climb into bed with him at night?
Yeah, I got lonely. And, yeah, next thing you know, I was like, hey, I want to feel like I'm on stage.
No, so the headliner gets a king bed. He had like a sleeping bag.
Right. Do you see the ocean and shit? Were you on the beach type of thing? Like Myrtle Beach?
Not that. It's not right on the beach. No, right. There's like a canal or a pond mm-hmm. with a fountain in the back.
Nice.
You know? It's on the second floor, a nice balcony. It was cold, though. And the end of the week last week up there was like from the 40s.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I got my stylish shirts on. I didn't want to put my leather jacket over my stylish shirt. I'm like, I'm just walking from the car to the to the club.
Right.
I had fun, though. But if you're ever out there, I'm going to check. We went to work out on a Friday. The MC, Herb, got us a workout, which is great. On Friday, I got to work out in one of these title boxing gyms.
Cool. Oh, they're great.
You know what I mean?
Places. Yeah,
you got the corner from me. This girl took us on a workout. We're bouncing. I'm like, this is, you know, they came up and they gave you wraps for your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, let me come and wrap your hand. I'm like, I got this there, chief. You know, and I didn't say nothing. And
you just didn't want to tip him.
I don't think you have to tip. I'm not that cheap.
No, I know. But tell him you're a professional fighter, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I said, I used to, and then the headliner,
yeah.
Nathan, goes, hey, he was a ex-pro fighter. And, wrapped him up nice. And it was kind of, dude, even my calves are still hurting because of all the little bouncing, you know,
those
the bouncing.
Very
keep
cool.
Keep it bouncing.
Yeah.
Keep it bouncing. And then we were doing stuff with, you know, laying down on the ground. My core is horrible. That's all I know.
Well, I can see that. Nothing. You get your calves better if you when you're jerking off in the shower. Go up on your tippy toes, up and down, up and down, up and down. That's why my calves are so tight, man.
What's up? Speaking of our new co-host, Ciro joined. Nice. We had a bunch of people join here. Marisha from over Michigan.
No people working.
My longtime, like my almost like an auntie of mine, Angela, who knew my mom when they were in Europe, in Gibraltar. She was. I don't know if she's still there. There's only one person viewing at the moment, but. We only got one person on Facebook. That's horrible. You know, that's like we must be something. There must be something about this show that is just causing listeners and people viewing.
I saw you pointing.
All right. Any rate, so, but that was a fun time. In the mm-hmm. drives, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's getting used to it, but the drive wasn't that bad. You know
really?
What I mean?
How long did it take?
Like 9 hours.
Wow.
That's fucking real, man. How many stops do you take?
Like two or three at the most.
Damn, man.
I was smart, though. I had like, I was there for a few days, so I went to the grocery store, so I got some cold cuts and these little thin bread, like wheat bread things to make these little sandwiches.
Right.
So you don't go buy, get hungry. Got grapes, got a couple bananas, you know, and you stock up.
It's like, yeah, you're living out there.
You know what I mean?
It's cool.
And then so I had some left over, so that morning I got up early and made a couple little sandwiches for the road, put them in my travel cooler. I got a travel cooler when I'm on the road.
See, that's a great idea. I do the same thing when I used to work in Orlando. I just, you know, you put ice in it. You shove, I used to put 4 or 5 bottles of water, I don't drink soda, but maybe a couple of iced teas. A couple of sandwiches, and I always put some chocolate in there as well for my.
By the way, Randy, you know Randy Steele? He says hello to you.
Yeah, I know Randy Steele.
Yeah, he's talking about something.
Hey, Randy.
And, that's Elgin David, by the way, Randy, if you missed the intro. From Wild and Out, MTV. So these are the seasons that's showing now, right? Aren't they showing episodes?
Yeah, they're wrapping up the second half of the season right now. And it's on MTV Thursday nights.
I saw it the other night. They were doing this battle back and forth between the Platinum and the other team. I didn't see you, though.
I wasn't on that episode.
No, see? So I was like, all right, what the fuck? And I had to watch through it. And, normally, that's not a TV show I watch, but I'm watching it for you.
Right.
And I'm watching. I'm, you know, like we were talking about one time, if I support my boys and people in the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching. And I kept seeing everybody else come up. I'm like, ugh, How much more of this shit do I got to watch?
Wow.
But you know, it's not my, you know what I mean? I want to see you. I'm not going to, you know, but it was funny. I was watching people come up with songs and raps. That's creative shit. You know, I started thinking as a comic, I'm like, can I do that? I don't think I can come up. I can come up with raps, like rhyming, you know, lyrics to songs, but.
Right.
I mean, that's talent, right?
It's fun. It's very talented. Could you come up with a rap? Awesome.
Can you come up with a rap, Peter?
Can you freestyle?
Yeah. Can you freestyle?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm not that talented, man. You know, I've got a rap sheet. That's about it.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah. I don't know about that.
All right.
Serious.
Peter's rap would be like, hey, everybody.
I got a rap like Reynolds. I got a rap like Reynolds. I'm just a little Jew. Hippity, pippity. You know, what the fuck? I mean.
Bibbity, bobbity, boo.
Hippity, pippity, bobbity, boo. You know, what the fuck?
Hippity, bobbity, boo. That's fucking classic.
You know, I could do some filthy rap shit. It's just shoving it in your ass, whatever it is.
All right.
Oh, boy, here we go. Hey.
No, but you're talking about legitimate rapping, you know.
Yeah.
I never liked that. Never liked
that. It's not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm not a rapper, man. Fuck a rapper.
What about you, Dougie? Can you freestyle rap?
I don't know. I don't know what I can do. I'm just sitting here looking at you. I'm the kind of guy who thinks he knows he's fly, but oh my God, who am I kidding? I'm just not that kind of guy.
Hey.
All right, not too bad, off the cuff, I don't know.
Why don't you pull up Robert De Niro in Raging Bull and do that rap, that fucking rap. Do you remember that scene, Raging Bull?
No.
Oh man, you gotta pull that scene up. Pull that scene, you think today? No, you didn't bring
it?
No,
I didn't
bring it. Jesus Christ, it's in the shop?
So it's a scene from Raging Bull. Would be some key words to it.
Raging Bull would be.
I know how to spell Raging Bull.
I would say the key words in that
put
would
Raging
be
Bull rap.
A Raging Bull.
If you're Googling it, yeah, Raging Bull rap.
I would say Jack's rap. Right? Is that his name? Jack was Jake? Jake's rap.
Jake LaMotta.
By the way, man, I worked out in Boca for 3 years with his nephew.
Yeah.
Construction mobster out of New York. Wow, was this guy strong? He was, and
did you guys date or something?
No, but LaMotta, he said this guy still shadow boxes now. He's 90 something years old.
The Raging Bull, Kane and Jake.
You got the rap there?
I think so. I don't think so. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe not.
You find it there, brother?
This is actual songs.
Yeah, what the hell is this?
Oh, that's funny. No, he does some rap in the scene.
Yeah, well, okay, we'll try to come back with on the break. It's hard. There's like actual people that have raps about the Raging Bull. So
oh, really?
There's like a thousand things you're pulling up.
That's so
people's
funny,
different
man.
Versions. I'm tell you, I'm the Raging Bull.
That's so stupid, man.
Yeah.
But he was some fighter, man.
Yeah. Saw some boxing on TV the other night, a little Showtime stuff. I don't know. Is there anything in boxing? Like, the only thing that sounds exciting to watch in boxing now is the potential. You know, Conor McGregor and Mayfield, right?
Mayweather. That's
Mayweather.
Yeah, because MMA is and UFC is way more exciting to fight
right.
to watch. Boxing is boring. It's not.
There's a lot. There's the level of MMA. And, you know, there's so many camps, and there's such a degree of like. You know, think about boxing. You either are really good at punching,
mm-hmm.
or you're really good at taking a punch.
Yeah,
that's the difference. You know what I mean? And obviously, the ones who took a punch, and then the ones who were good. But in MMA. You got strikers, you got grapplers, you got people that are just crazy fuck nuts that don't, you know, you can hit them with a 2x4 and they laugh. I mean, you know, you got all kinds of different elements there that make it even that much, you know, it's like the Street Fighter game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's like, okay, you know.
I may be a pussy, but I'll tell you something. I went to one of the first MMA events.
You don't have to admit this all the time when you speak.
No, seriously. I went to an MMA event. We had one of our radio stations sponsored one of the very first ones. At the War Memorial, and we all had like this VIP seating and shit. And let me tell you something, man. It was very. We all know it's violent. We all know it's brutal. But this
right.
was beyond that.
Well, it was
when
before it was
sitting,
more sanctioned. So
you
was...
were sitting on top of. Doesn't matter, man. When you're somebody's getting pummeled, and you see you're as far as I am to Dougie, except there's a net between us, and he's got this fucking welt the size of a golf ball that some guy just put on his goddamn head, and. His eyes are rolling. He's got shit dripping out of his face. It's frightening stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
By the
and
way,
being on TV and watching this shit on TV, it's television. You know, I mean,
people ask me why I quit fighting after 10 fights. You know, in Muay Thai.
Yeah.
you know, it's like my father looked at me about a few months before he died. He goes, I don't want you to fight anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, what happens if you get kicked in the head? Next thing you know, you're like, you know.
Yeah.
So I honored my father. By the way, my friend Mark Calamusa, by what's up, Marky, on Facebook Live says Jake LaMotta can barely move now. He knows him.
Really?
His father. Yeah, his father's, you know, know the people in the family.
Yeah.
That's
up to about 2 years ago, he was shadow boxing.
Yeah.
Yep. Unbelievable.
I'm waiting.
Me too. I was waiting.
He shadow boxed for like 15, 20 minutes a day. No, to stay in shape.
I'm still waiting for it. Like,
I'm waiting for the punch.
There's shadow boxing.
No, because I know the guy's nephew. He was a really nice guy, man.
I always think it's a cute thing. This is something you should enjoy doing. Like you're in restaurants and bars a lot. So, you know, sometimes you're eating, you get leftovers or whatever. You know, hey, they come and say, you want a box? You know, they come over in a box. I'm like, no, I prefer wrestling naked.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah,
you like that
sure.
one? That would be a good one to use.
You want a box? Or how about you want a box? Is it shaved? I like that better. See, that one I like better. You know? That's why I always ask the chicks, what's your special? Have you fresh fish? To go, the snappers, we have fresh snapper. I go, how fresh? How fresh is your snapper?
Yeah.
But that's an old joke. But the other one, the box one's very funny. Quick, write that down, man.
You know.
Would you like a box?
It's on tape. I don't have to worry about it.
Would you like a box? Yeah.
But this is The Way You Play with Dougie Show, and I'm here with my co-host today, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon.
Who likes box.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of box, Mr. Elgin David.
Who doesn't like box?
Right?
Yeah.
We're not kidding.
And this is The Way You Play with Dougie Show here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. And we're also on Facebook Live on my channel at Dougie Almeida. So if you want to hear the recording... And be so bold to go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com and subscribe. It's free. And
so you're begging for dollars on the Facebook.
We got people that are patrons. By the way, if you go to the website, you can donate up to a minimum of $1 a month. Right? We got some people that are donating $5 a month now.
Wow!
And you know, so it's coming up, and once we get that, I'm going to give it to you guys for gas money. You know what I'm saying? Time.
All right, so donate, guys.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? You got to
incentivize right.
the working group here to make it all work, right?
You got it, baby.
But we'll be back with segment two, appropriately enough, in just a few moments.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Personality Crisis, the New York Dolls, punk band? Is that a punk band?
That was the, I guess, am I on here?
Yeah.
It was the first punk band out of New York City and produced by the one and only Todd Rundgren.
Your boy.
Yeah. And these guys, now, you know who came out of this band? David Johansen.
Is he a comic? Oh, that's...
No, the musician, man. You know, David Johansen. Yeah. And... they got there's some really famous guys, just really good musicians. And I'm trying to listen off the top of my head. This is 1970.
Eight Ball. Does Peter know what he's talking about?
1970.
Yeah, is Peter telling the truth right now?
Of course I am.
Yeah,
is Peter telling the truth right now? Let's find out. It says.
And all about the New York Dolls, man.
Yes.
Yep.
That's it?
What the hell is that?
It's not that clear what the 8-Ball is going to say. What's up, Jersey, by the way, our headliner.
It says yes, definitely. Week. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
And anybody out there know music, they'll tell me, absolutely, Peter.
Yeah, Peter is Peter is our music, you know, go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it comes to, especially the old music.
Yes.
Old rock.
Yeah.
You know, you would be the more modern-day you know, hip hop.
Rockers of that hair.
Yeah, oh, hip hop. You got it.
No, you know what I mean? Like pop.
Yeah, pop. Modern pop culture. Yeah. And,
yeah.
Me, yeah, I'm more like a grunge 70s, 80s.
Grunge and who's that? Slim Whitman? Is that your
Slim
favorite?
Whitman?
Is that your guy?
Yeah. He's right next to
Spanish cowboy?
Yeah, Zamfir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pan flute guy, Zamfir.
Sam Whitman was the guy who did the yodeling, which was in the Mars Attacks movie, right?
Oh, God, was that the greatest? That was great.
That was pretty good.
It was awesome.
You remember Mars Attacks? That was the that was the funniest movie, man. It truly was.
All right, I have a question for the Magic 8-Ball.
Uh-oh.
From Ryan Vanderheiden. Hey, Ryan, weren't you the guy who killed that girl, Cindy Summers, or that chick? No, that was a different Dutch guy. right? Cindy.
Yeah.
He asks, Magic Ball, where did I hide my stash?
Okay, here we go. Magic 8-Ball?
It's asking a lot of the Magic 8-Ball.
Where did Ryan hide his stash?
Uh-oh. Ask it. All right. Everybody grab your nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Magic 8-Ball works.
It says, you may rely on it.
You may rely on it.
Yes, rely on it that it is lost forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our 8-Ball, you know, the 8-Ball has been around. I don't know. The 8-Ball may be a little tired. You know, so by the way, it's segment two where I basically discuss with everybody here, my co-hosts and you, the listeners, everybody on Facebook Live, by the way, some of the stories that kind of grabbed me or actually may have just had time to pull up today. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Sir. Like, you know what I mean? You know, segment two is about, listen, I don't know if you guys heard, but, or sometimes there's just stories that are like, yesterday we had a story, 2 97-year-old twin sisters. One lady fell out of getting out of the car.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And then the other lady ran into the house to call for help, and she died falling down, too.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of story you have in a segment, too.
Then they both died?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
They're both dead.
And they're sharing a coffin.
Yeah, they're gonna put some lettuce and tomato in between them.
Listen, why fucking, you know, they're little old ladies. They weighed about 9 pounds each. What?
Under my pillow, by the way. Hey, listen, the 8-Ball helped him out. He knew because he found it under his pillow. Good for you, Ryan. First story I thought's interesting. Secret Service agent pleads guilty to enticing a minor to engage in sexual activity.
There wasn't any secret, was it?
No.
A Secret Service couldn't keep a secret.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow. Really?
A former Secret Service agent. Now, he's former, so it's not like he's, you know.
Well, they let him go. Wait a minute. He was working at the time, wasn't he?
Hey, we're not going to let this guy around the company picnic anymore with the kids.
Right.
A former Secret Service agent pleaded guilty Wednesday to enticing a minor to engage in sexual activity, and attempting to transfer obscene materials to a minor.
See, he thought they were saying some minor sexual activity.
Yeah.
Not, you know.
He thought he was having sex with somebody with a coal hat.
Right.
Right? Like a hat.
Yeah.
That minor.
I just meant a minor, like a little bit. Like
I thought having minor, sex like with a minor meant like you're having sex with your girl and she's wearing one of those coal miner hats with a light on it.
That's
right,
funny.
Exactly. See, you know what? I have one of those things when I'm eating. I hate to say it. I won't use the word. But when I'm eating pussy, I wear one of those.
Yeah.
Those, I got it from Home Depot. You put that thing on with the little light.
The light?
I used to hide it under my pillow.
That's hilarious.
I used to freak chicks out. I would go under bed. I'd freak chicks out. And they had a red one. And there was a flashing one. There was one of the flash
strobe.
And that's, yeah. that was if there was a little bit of a, you know.
He'd freak them out when he'd show up in their beds.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Let me take a look down here.
They would wake up the next morning and go, hey, was there a lightning storm last night?
My God, have you seen the condition of your gums? Look at that. Holy shit.
Lee Robert Moore, 38, entered his plea before U.S. District Judge Daniel T.K. Hurley, used to be with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, he did.
In West Palm Beach, according to federal prosecutors, Delaware State Police detectives created a profile on the social media application, Meet24, posing as a 14-year-old girl. Now,
wow.
I always find these things a little suspicious because, you know, they'll get somebody who doesn't look... You know, I mean, you know, listen.
Well, that's what the whole, remember Dateline NBC and they had Chris Hansen and To Catch a Predator? Mm-hmm. They're still doing that now on Crime Watch Daily with Chris Hansen.
People still fall for that shit.
Absolutely. They have like the little perverted justice. They pose as the kid. They put a picture up, a fake website. Then they have somebody speaking as the kid saying, yeah, oh my God, LOL. Right.
That's entrapment.
LOL.
That's entrapment, in my opinion, man.
Do you think, really? That was his lawyer's defense.
How you expect me to say no?
Yeah, exactly.
You can go in front of a judge. You expect me to say no? Look at that piece of ass. Sir, she's 14.
That's terrible.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly.
Disgusting. According to federal prosecutors, Delaware State Police Texas created blah, blah, blah. Authorities said Moore engaged in numerous chat sessions. See, that's the weird thing. Now, if you, you know, it's one thing if you just, I'm going to fuck around, whatever.
One
but if
time,
you keep going
yeah.
back, there's obviously some sort of intent.
Or like 10 different chicks.
Right. But you keep going back to the same one. So you're trying to, you know, he's trying to use his elderly influence.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
On the social, but authorities say, blah, blah, in 2 months.
It's not as hard as you think.
They were sexual in nature, by the way. Prosecutor said Moore sent photos of himself to the undercover detectives who quickly laughed after receiving them, one of which was sexually explicit. Mm. Imagine he had his penis in his hand.
Right.
According to the plea document, Moore continued to communicate with a minor, Florida, after he was arrested.
Wow.
The guy got busted and he still tried to, he didn't think.
Jesus Christ.
I saw an episode when the guy who got caught knew Chris Hansen. They rode on the train together for like a year and a half.
Really?
The
right.
same train. And then he goes, he's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm out of here. And
right.
Chris, and he's like, no, come back. Come on. Talk to me, man. We know each other. But he didn't want to talk to me. He felt
so
embarrassed.
What about the rabbi? They had a rabbi.
I saw that one. And the rabbi flipped out. The rabbi almost reached across and fucking choked him.
Oh, right. yeah.
Yeah, the right. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, how
you know why?
Because
he went after a shiksa. He wasn't a Jewish girl he wanted. That was why he got so flipped out.
No, Moore, the rabbi was into boys, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Moore confessed to communicating with the girl and sending sexually explicit photos of himself to her. He also confessed to enticing the minor to send him sexually explicit photos of herself as well. And he also confessed to eating the last slice of pizza in the fridge.
Wow.
Prosecutor said Moore engaged in the same behavior with a 14-year-old girl in Texas and a 17-year-old girl in Missouri, which, hey, 17.
You mispronounced it. It's misery.
Yeah.
You been to Missouri?
Never.
You got a comedy club in Missouri? You been there, Judd?
I think there are some there.
Yeah?
Usually some of the best comedy clubs, the best, most successful comedy clubs seem to be in towns where there's not many other options.
Yeah.
You
including
know what I mean?
Laughing. That's not an option.
Yeah.
What do they consider funny in those towns, man? You guys have both played like Birmingham and shit like that. And
Birmingham was rough to me.
Was it you?
I've never been to Birmingham.
Yeah.
No? You been to any southern towns and done any stand-up? Like real southern. I don't mean like in
Hialeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
I did like South Carolina.
Where?
South Carolina.
Did they get you there or no?
And no, they weren't feeling it.
Did somebody,
no.
Was it an ethnic thing or the tattoos or what?
I don't know what it was.
Height issue?
Probably. I couldn't reach the microphone, and they just couldn't hear me. So,
all right, you done with your stupid question?
No, he's so fucking funny, dude. I saw him for the first time at Tablet. I gave him a guest spot.
Right. I know. Thanks for go ahead and. I mean, I would have if you
asked.
I asked
Eddie. I asked Eddie.
Okay. You know Eddie's not going to say no. Well,
you're not to be found.
But what had happened also was
your boy Steve Marshall was running late. We were all panicking. He didn't, you know, contact anybody.
Yeah.
And on top of it,
and
he
came to me. And he said, "Do you mind doing some filler, fill some
right.
time?"
I didn't
before
be,
Jesse goes on, so that
I don't want to not.
Well,
have
after watching that videotape for five minutes,
you're right.
I'm glad you made that
okay.
choice.
Listen, people liked me, and I had 10 people in that room who said we'd like our money back, and that was it. I thought there'd be more.
We want our money back.
But after Steve Marshall, right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We
want our meatball back.
You know, here's another story I thought was interesting because, you know, people talk about, like, President Trump just put out a new travel ban.
Yeah.
Left Iraq out, you know, because Iraq's like, hey, what the fuck, you know? You just beat the shit out of everything here. I think we should have some sort of control, right? Think about it. And so people are talking about it, but this just came out. The FBI are investigating 300 refugees in the U.S. on a terror-related suspicions. These are some that just came in. So in the last several months,
mm-hmm.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating around 300 refugees admitted into the United States for suspected terror-linked activities.
Wow.
The officials gave the figure as a justification just for the just-announced 120-day halt on admitting refugees from any country to view security vetting procedures.
You see, that was when Obama was still in office and things were nice and lax. And he said, you know what? Let's let these people in here, man.
Well,
let's set this shit up. Let's set this shit up because I'm going to have a piece of this shit.
You know, I don't know about all that. But
I do, man.
We know that.
Do you think it's Obama's fault? Is it Obama's fault?
Yeah, yes. Ask Paul.
Is it Obama's fault?
Is everything Obama's fault?
I'll bet yes.
Without a doubt. It's.
Fucking listen, you don't need Fox, NBC, whatever. It just spoke.
You just need the eight ball.
I'm going to bring that thing to. I'm doing an appearance on Chuck Todd on Saturday morning. I'm going to Sunday morning. I'm going to bring that 8-ball with me. You guys watch that shit, Chuck Todd? He's a pretty radical guy on it on NBC. Mm-hmm. Sunday mornings. Oh, you're never up. Neither one of you are ever up before 12, 1.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
You know,
the new travel ban revision of the January 27th one, which was blocked by the federal judge from the Ninth Serious, which is a pretty liberal court over there in Washington, kept in place a reduction of refugees to 50,000 a year, cut from 110,000 proposed for this year.
Hmm.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big.
I saw a video on Facebook, by the way, of this Muslim kid. And again, it was an American school. He was calling the girl a whore for the way she was dressing. She dressed and he bitch slapped her and hit, you know, and he, she like put her purse up to hit him back kind of thing. And he co-cocked her and knocked her out.
What?
And then his other Muslim friend came and kicked her in the stomach.
And where was this?
This was in somewhere in middle, like in a school somewhere, like a high school.
Obama kicked Michelle in the stomach?
No, it wasn't Obama. Was it Obama that kicked it? Was it really Obama?
Let's find out.
Was Obama dressed as a young Muslim high school kid just to kick that poor girl in the stomach?
And it says, very doubtful.
Okay. Listen, there's a lot of consistency with the eight ball today.
Very doubtful.
Pretty happy about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Obama did it all, man.
Now, since you're a foodie, Peter Leonard.
Yeah.
Hold on. What happened to that girl?
Oh, that's it. The video ends.
The video
she's on
ends
the ground.
So,
she's
the
knocked
whole
out.
Thing?
And the other guy kicked her in the stomach. And
I wonder if, I mean, fuck, I hope somebody did something about that.
Well,
that's
you
terrible.
Hope. They're in school. They must know who they are.
Right. Dang. Okay, sorry. Back to the foodie.
Yeah.
Foodie.
All right.
Yes.
Foodie.
Pizza Festival is coming to South Florida. Did you know that, Peter?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I sent that to you today. And that's why I sent it to you, because you're a pizza expert.
I wouldn't call myself an expert. I heard somebody recently on the, what show was that guy on? I think it was Bennington on Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
This local,
Ron.
I think,
Ron
I'm
Bennington.
Trying to remember the comic's name. I think he's a friend on Facebook, actually. This guy knew fucking pizza in New York and
really?
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know how cheese... I know that you got to have quality cheese, good sauce.
A good San Marzano tomato sauce.
You
got to have a good quality cheese.
You know.
And to tell you the truth, you have to have dough that is kept very, very cold. You know, people always say that Florida is the worst place for bagels, for pizza, for
it's too humid.
Rolls.
They say it's the water, yeah.
They say it's the water. But guess what? And I learned this from a chef at Cafe Bellacera. Pete worked for... Anthony at Runway 84 for 19 years, okay? They stored their water in the walk-in cooler. They got their water ice fucking cold. So when they made their pizza dough, they made it with ice cold water. You've lived in New York.
The faucet water comes out ice cold.
The faucet water,
oh, yeah.
Summer or fucking winter,
yeah,
comes out ice cold. You can't brush your fucking teeth, it's so cold.
I've done that mistake when I've been in the north traveling and you turn the water on
right.
and drink it. You're like, fuck.
It's fucking cold.
Yeah.
So when up north, when you're making fucking pizza, that's the water is ice cold. So the smart people down here know. We're going to make our bagels, we're going to make our pizza dough, we're going to make our rolls, all that shit, everything you do with it is going to go into the...
Well, you know, I remember when I worked in the pizzeria, that's what they did, in the big mixing thing,
mm-hmm.
we'd fill it with water and ice,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and then you just strain the ice out, you know, and that was it. We said mm-hmm. the water was really cold when you were cooking, when you're getting ready to prep the dough.
You see that?
And you mixed everything
what
in,
did
and
I
the big
see?
Mixer, the big Hobart.
Mm-hmm. Correct, the Hobart.
The big Hobart mixer.
Uh-huh.
Pizza Festival is coming to South Florida, and I'm happy... I love pizza.
Well, listen.
By the way, I still haven't eaten any. Remember, we're talking about Lent. I still haven't eaten any pizza since the beginning of Lent. So I may just like haphazardly give it up.
5 days.
I know.
Listen to me. I'm going to try to get through my show thing. I'll get us passes to this pizza thing. So,
when is it?
Well, read the goddamn
press release. Well, let's find out. Maybe I'll read the story.
When is it?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Ultra Music Festival may be upon us, but for those of us who get more excited. The sight of pizza being delivered to our front door, then the sight of sweaty people jumping to a DJ set. This is some fucking young person wrote this story.
Yeah.
According to the Miami News, a cheesy-filled festival called the Fort Lauderdale Pizza Festival is coming to the Fort Lauderdale on April 1st. April Fool's Day, the day before my birthday.
Wait a minute. This can't be real.
No, it is a pizza fest.
It's coming on April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
This sounds like a phony
story. Yeah, you get there and there's no pizza.
No, there's no one
tacos.
There.
It's tacos and fucking burritos.
And there's a fucking tumbleweed goes by. It's not even, it doesn't even exist.
There's a food truck with a hot dog.
Expects to draw thousands of people and pizza lovers, you would think. Not only will there be an array of delicious pizza, but vendors at the festival will also be serving craft beers and wines. Well, I'm not drinking alcohol, so I will be on my birthday, I think. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you guys are invited at Tavolino's April 2nd.
Okay, we're going to come.
And you're also invited to be on the show at the Funky Buddha, the Dougie 50th birthday comedy show at Funky Buddha on April 15th. It's a Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
I can be
so
there.
If you're out there. But you guys are, I'm going to have, well,
perfect.
Let me look at another video before I let you up.
Okay.
And give you the okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have you host it, but you know what I'll have you do? You may be the master of ceremony for the roast.
Because
we're gonna do a show, the first show.
Yeah.
Everybody does comedy.
Uh-huh.
And then the second show will just be a roast.
Nice.
You know how well I did it?
I love roasts.
Remember Don Siegel's roast? Were you there?
No, I don't remember.
Dude, I did such a funny roast. Both this guy used to own the New York Comedy Club and his brother, they both had wigs from Charles Alfieri wigs.
Yeah.
So we did this roast.
They were pretty good, though. I mean, pretty good.
Well, except when Don's was sideways, and, you know, come on. But his brother, turned like 65, did a roast for him. So I said, Howard and Don, both of them, you know, they look so much alike. They have their father's strong chin. They've got their mother's beautiful eyes. And they've got the hair of some Asian woman in Taiping.
Taipei, by the way.
Taipei, yeah, whatever I said.
Taiping.
I don't know what I said. In China. I might have said.
By the way, you know what? It doesn't say where this thing's going to be.
The hair comes from the China.
Where's this thing going to be?
Somewhere in Fort Lauderdale.
So check your Google.
Check your local listings. Ask your local pizza shop if they're going to be involved.
That's right.
I guarantee you, I can name some of them. Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza.
Right.
They're going to be in it. Certainly not Jet's Pizza.
No.
You don't like Jet's Pizza?
Come on, man.
Come on.
Compared to
Domino's?
I'm saying Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza Hut, bullshit. I would rather have Jet's Pizza any fucking
day. All right, so out of all of them, Jet's is number one to you. I've only had it once, and it's big and sloppy. I like the sauce.
I like Jet way better than a Papa John's.
Bought the stock in Papa John's, too, because it fell so much, and it's still falling. A little disappointed with Papa John's.
Really?
Huh? I had a really good pizza yesterday.
Domino's Pizza.
Joe's
stock.
Those are supposed to rise. Right? Hey, right there. Hey, my Papa John's stock is falling.
Down. I'm not going
to
write that.
Those are supposed to rise, isn't it?
I thought it.
Right there.
You're stockbroken.
I know, but it's not good enough. Not good enough for the Dougie list.
Was it good enough?
Was that joke good enough? Ask the 8-Ball.
Magic 8-Ball. And it says,
by the way, our friend Barbie says, I love how you guys.
My sources say no.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Oh, well.
Barbie says, I love how you guys went from talking about a terrorist in some school straight into what's coming to South Florida.
Yeah,
yeah, we can shift. Yeah, we're a little first.
Guess whose show it is?
Yeah.
It's not the Barber Show. Is it
the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, along with Peter Leonard, my co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Elgin David.
Yeah.
And I'm Dougie Almeida, and we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake and Play with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things that have happened around the world and make fun of it. For example, a mouse delays London to San Francisco flight for 4 hours.
A mouse.
Wow. A mouse.
Mickey?
I don't know if it was Mickey.
Hey, everybody.
Some jerk.
Want to see a movie?
Some guy dressed in a fucking... Can you imagine that?
Oh, boy.
Now, now you would wonder if one mouse would be an issue.
Because mm-hmm.
It's not like it's going to get in the... If a mouse gets in the engine,
yeah.
I don't know if it'd be like a bird where it'd screw it up.
Well, listen to me. Was the mouse inside the plane or outside
I'm
the
thinking,
plane?
I'm thinking... Well, if...
It
if
had
it was,
to have been inside the
if
plane.
If it was inside,
right.
It had
so
to be inside.
About, look at in the engine. I don't think the engine's inside the fucking plane.
A mouse would fucking get annihilated by an airplane engine.
Hey, why does it smell like gas?
Wait, you know what? Somebody... What's his name? Dino De Laurentiis. There'll be a movie in like 6 months. Mouse. I'm like, snakes on a train? Mouse right. on a plane. Mouse.
Snakes on a train.
Snakes
yeah,
on a plane.
It was snakes on a train.
It was snakes on a train.
It was a ripoff of snakes on a plane. Yeah.
It was just as bad.
Have you seen
straight to DVD?
Dude, you seen 50 Shades of Black?
No.
You seen that? That's on fucking, that's on cable now. I swear to God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
San Francisco, how he squeaked through security is anyone's guess. A little mouse made for a big delay on a British Airways flight from London to San Francisco.
It's a bloody mouse. You got to guess the mouse.
It was my pet mouse. I've had that mouse since the war, motherfucker. I had that mouse in my pocket.
I don't think mice can live that long, sir.
That was the guy. Maybe it was the guy from, it was Burt Lancaster from the Birdman of Alcatraz. What was that movie?
The Green Mile.
No, here's one.
He had the little mouse.
The original movie of, what was that movie? Burt Reynolds. He was a quarterback in jail. He's
Longest Yard.
Yeah.
They had one of the guys had a pet mouse. He kept his pet mouse in his little pocket. Maybe this guy had a pet mouse.
The crew joked, that the mouse couldn't enter U.S. airspace without a passport. It was part of the Trump travel ban.
That's funny.
And told everyone that they need a whole new plane.
What?
That meant a four-hour delay. They told after the flight arrived Wednesday that despite the delay, most passengers were happy to be on a mouse-free aircraft. Bunch of pussies.
Truly, Nolan was brought in with one of those stupid Volkswagens that looks like a fucking mouse.
The plane's pulling up.
Can you
to the
imagine?
Gate. You see that fucking VW bug with the hat.
With the little tail.
Right. And the whiskers. Right. And here's a guy who gets out, you know, to get a fucking mouse up. Do you know that building on 95?
Nolan building.
Yeah, that won an architectural design building because they put the two windows that look like eyes and that stupid thing.
And the ears and the tail. And
they won some design award or some shit.
That's cool.
That's funny, man.
British Airways apologized, and they said they were satisfied that only the two-legged passengers were on the flight once it took off. Hmm. I don't know what the big deal would be.
But yeah, big deal. Who cares? What the hell's
I want the follow-up story.
I mean, if it starts creating panic, that's the problem. It starts running around and people start freaking out on
screaming.
A plane.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Next thing you know, they pull the emergency door open. You go flying out of the thing because you thought it was a good time to take a piss.
What a dumb idea.
Yeah, a fucking mess. Yeah. I want to hear the follow-up, though, to it. You know, had they caught him? Where they put him? Is he in jail? Deported?
They fed him to one of the snakes on a plane.
Yeah, the...
Could have been
oddly enough.
That's how the snakes.
That's probably
on
a good way. Yeah, that's how a good way to catch the mouse. Yeah.
Oh, the brought a cat on board. Bring the cats. Go get those cats. Get the cats now, boys.
I have my pet cats.
Go get Garfield. Right. Here's a new little trend that's kind of weird and tells us a lot about some of the women today. Mm-hmm. Mom prom charity minded retro parties spread across the country.
What is it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to
say that slowly.
Yeah. Mom prom
charity.
Yeah.
Charity minded mm-hmm. retro parties. Mom proms, they're getting dresses and prom dresses and corsages.
For mothers?
Canton Township, Michigan, for a decade. Well, they're in Michigan. Those women are real lonely up there.
Stop it.
I'll bet
for a decade now, women have donned their old prom and bridesmaid dresses. I'm imagining that many women in Michigan can still fit. Well, they were pretty fat even in high school. For bridesmaid dresses, even wedding dresses, for an evening of charitable revelry in suburban Detroit. And the idea is catching on. So these girls all get their prom dress or wedding. You know, cause I guess that's a good thing. If a woman's ever in a bridal party, they get to keep that gaudy-ass dress. Because they got to pay for it, which is, you know.
And it's disgusting. It's one time.
You're never going to wear it. Now they got a reason to wear it because they got this big dance they all go to.
It's crazy.
And this is for charity, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. I see that being worthwhile. But otherwise, stop.
All right. Elgin, I want to ask you a question. May I ask you a question?
What can we do,
because
Dad?
Because you are... You're a little out of the demo, but still within it. You tried very hard. You know, there's a new thing. Have you heard about these, man?
What?
These brunches, where after the brunch is over, the restaurant like shuts down. They kill the lights, then they do like raves. You know, in the afternoon.
I have never heard that before.
They're doing that all over, like Boca, Delray. There's, you know,
the old New York Comedy Club. They're trying to make money. Remember, they used to like rent the place out after the comedy shows.
And they'd
have these big black guys show up. Like all of a sudden, like, what's going on here now? You know, next thing you know, I see this.
I'd go in the next day. There'd be
gangster crowd showing up to watch rap.
Toilets were ripped out of the wall. Remember that? The fucking. I swear to God, though. Yeah.
Good idea to have that after the comedy show.
That moron Don, man. I swear to God, they stole everything that was not nailed down.
Probably gonna give us $3,000 a month.
No. This, I swear to God, I thought it was a good idea.
You want some coke? Want some coke?
He had a speech impediment, Don Siegel.
I couldn't tell.
Sorry,
yeah.
I couldn't tell what you were
doing. Mom prom fosters a lovely feeling of sisterhood among the attendees, said Gail Vidich, who helped bring the concept to Saratoga Springs, New York.
Mm.
And yeah, now it's spreading wild. Next thing you know, hey, your wife's going to go, hey, I'm going to a prom. Yeah, have fun. There's actually going to be a new women's. The women are getting together again. They're having a demonstration in the streets again. It's coming up today or tomorrow or something all across the country. A day without women, I think it's called, something like that. A day without women.
I'm still curious, what is so charitable about the mom prom? What do they do?
Well, it's $35 a ticket, so they raise money for charities.
So they donate a portion of the proceeds or some shit to the charity.
They should donate their dresses to kids who can't afford prom dresses.
That's right.
They wouldn't want them.
Even a poor kid would go, I got to wear that.
No thanks. That fucking thing is ugly as shit.
We had that story.
I'd rather go with my underpants.
We had the story about the couple that the lady, they won a wedding at a Taco Bell in Vegas. And she wore a wedding dress made out of Taco Bell burrito wrappers.
Wow.
Yeah. See, you only get the finest stuff here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
That is information.
Yeah.
That's power.
Now, this is I like this story because it's almost got an OJ story to it. It's almost like an OJ story in the sense, like, you think of OJ, here's a guy that committed murder,
mm-hmm.
got off.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Went free.
Love that about him.
And then he got arrested for stealing back his own shit.
Right.
For a way lesser crime.
Right. Yeah. And now they say he's going to probably go on parole in the next year or two.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? They'll never let him out.
No, things look good for him getting out. A man arrested for not paying full subway fare gets charged with 17-year-old murder.
Wow.
A New York man busted for using a student subway pass has been charged with rape and murder after his DNA matched evidence from a 1999 cold case.
Holy shit.
See, that DNA, man, that shit catches up with you.
Yeah.
It truly does. I always wipe shit down now.
Well, you're lucky.
He has the wipes, the cloth
after
wipes.
After every rape, that's why I carry handy wipes. I should do a commercial for it, you know.
Curtis Batchelor, 41, was charged last week with manslaughter, murder, rape, and sexual abuse in the stabbing death of 56-year-old Elsa Grulon.
Wow.
The woman was found by her son-in-law who checked Grulon's Bronx apartment after not seeing her for several days. She had been stabbed multiple times.
Bronco.
I got news for you. If I didn't see my mother-in-law for a couple of days, I'd say, tell my wife, you know what? She's fine. Don't worry. She's going to be fine. Yeah. Let's check next month. Don't worry. Stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You're going to check on your mother-in-law, Elgin? Well, you like your future mother-in-law.
I do. I would check on her. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I would definitely check on you.
She feeds you good, man.
Uh-huh.
After Batchelor's arrest for fare evasion, police discovered a previous court-ordered order for a DNA sample and forced the suspect to give one.
Mm-hmm.
That order had stemmed from a drug-selling charge back in 2013. This guy isn't, you know.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a real class act.
Yeah, this guy, boy, is just one good day after another.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
We hate him.
Blah, blah, blah. Then some sample from New York's criminal authority said, blah. Batchelor lived in Grulon's building at the time of her murder, according to the New York Daily News.
Gee, let's look no farther. They did a lot of good job. Hi, are you home? Yes. And what is your background?
Dog bark.
Yes. Yes, how can I help you? Well, we're investigating the rape and murder of where were you? Well, police officer, my parole officer was here at the time, I think, for my arrest for rape and murder from 9 years ago.
I just got out of the shower. Can you come back in a half hour?
Right. Yeah. Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, you know, it came around. Yeah, you know, this is
1999. What year is it now?
It's 2017.
It's only 18 years later.
Yeah.
18 years.
Well, was the real question is there any other death? You know, did anybody else die because of this guy?
It's possible. You know what?
Right.
They could have had a couple of murders a year.
Now, Peter, you're a cat guy.
Cats, dogs. Sure.
You love cats, but you know,
is that code word cats?
Yeah. you'd be excited to hear this is a great cat story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
real cats. You mean?
Yeah, real cats.
Mrs. Cat. Well, I thought you were talking Mr. Cats, Mrs. Cats. I'm a cat's fan.
No. Yeah. It says here, cat survives 400 miles clinging under a semi truck.
Wow.
No kidding, man.
Yeah.
He running from his mother-in-law. I can almost guarantee you. You know who rescued him?
Oh.
A gorilla in a tree
in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, no shit.
A long-haul semi-trailer driver from Minnesota thought he had lost his feline traveling companion for good when the cat jumped out of his truck at a rest stop in Ohio.
Mm.
But it was a joyful reunion for Paul Robertson and his beloved Percy when he discovered the cat had been clinging to the undercarriage of his 18-wheeler for 400 miles.
Now, I will tell you something. And
through snow and rain.
Snow and rain. Must have been that. Now, talk about a wet pussy. Now, Dougie, you
talk about
tell
a wet,
me,
cold pussy.
You tell me that you can go 400 miles without stopping to take a piss. There's no way.
Well,
these truck
cat.
Drivers got a... Huh? No, the truck... Listen,
no,
the
I've gone 400 miles. When I went, I took off
that's
on...
It's an eight-hour drive, pal.
What are you
just went on a nine-hour drive. 800 miles is... Listen, 400 miles...
You just said 400 miles.
Is, at 60 miles an hour is what?
Ugh, we're going to get into math
it's
now.
It's fucking seven.
Where's my train wreck
it's
noise?
7 or 8 miles.
I'm going to get, hold
it's
on.
It's 7 or 8 hours, dude. Elgin, do the math. It's 7 or 8 hours. So you go 7 or 8 hours, man. Yeah, look at him.
Listen.
He's an accountant. He can't figure this out.
I'm writing down train wreck because I'm going to put that in the sound. I got edited sounds. I'm going to put that in this segment.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you go 400 miles without peeing? That's impossible. So this truck driver's got to be peeing in a jar or something in the car, right?
Most likely.
I'm really not concerned with that part of the story, Peter, to be honest with you.
How does a cat hang on for 400 miles?
That's the part of the story I'm more concerned with. I'm more concerned about how the cat stuck to, you know, with snow and a semi.
Yeah,
it had to have a good place to like be wedged up in. There's no way a cat's clinging on for fucking 400 miles.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, you know, like
his nails.
Yeah, like he must have been in some little area that was like, you know.
Yeah.
And moved around. Good for him, though.
Where do the bums sleep?
Percy jumped out of the semi-trailer window while Robinson was sleeping at the rest stop. After a long search, Robinson said he knew he had to leave Percy behind to meet a delivery deadline. You know, what are you going to do? He's looking around for the cat.
Right.
Mm.
Robinson says when he finally reached Scholes, Indiana, he spotted what he thought was a stray cat near his truck. As he got closer, looked and was astonished to discover it was Percy.
Missing all its fur. Man skin. Missing all his fur and skin.
Eyes popped out.
Sticking his middle paw finger up at him.
And shivering.
You fucking asshole. Meow. You fucking idiot, meow.
You had to leave the window open. You had to leave the window open.
That had to have felt
I'm
great.
I'm a cat.
Though.
You can't expect me not to jump out a window, you fucking idiot. And you left me.
He probably saw a mouse.
I ran.
Yeah, he went after the mouse in the plane.
Right after it jumped off the plane, it ran across the street and chased his poor cat out the window. It's great when stories tie together.
It's beautiful. Like the gorilla.
By the way, you had mentioned this, you know, being in New York and stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, everybody knows. I overheard somebody talking the other day about, oh, you know, in New York, you don't need a car and stuff. Like, if you live in New York, you don't need a car.
You don't.
You don't want a car at this point.
No.
There's no reason to have to go through the cost.
Cost.
If you're gonna leave town for a while, you just rent one for the day or whatever you need.
It's the parking, dude. It's
right?
The alternate side of the street parking.
Listen to this.
Kill you.
Pricey parking spot in Brooklyn mm-hmm. on the market for $300,000.
I believe it.
Now, that can't just be for a day.
No.
You own the spot.
That's your spot. It's probably got a...
It's got a perpetuity, like 10 years or life expectancy of some sort.
It's got to be incredible, man.
A parking space at a garage in Park Slope, Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
is on the market for $300,000. Says the last one there sold for $280,000. A neighborhood resident, Julie Holar, says the sky-high parking costs more than her parents paid for their house. Julia Kite of the advocacy group Transportation Alternative says it's also around the current price of a condo in another part of Brooklyn.
Hmm.
But it's the new normal since developers tore down 300-space garage to build new homes. Karen Ratner says she paid more than $100,000 for her spot a few years ago. She says there's just no other parking available.
It's amazing. I have a friend who lives in Manhattan. She has a car, she and her husband. Why they have a car, I don't know, because they use it maybe once a month, once every 5 weeks. Now, it costs them, you ready for this? $900 a month to keep their car in a garage. $900. What does it cost you to rent a car for the day? If you're going to go to the beach, you're going to go away for the weekend.
$40, $50 for a nice car.
Okay, if you're a nice car, you can rent one for $100. But Number one, they've got the car, they've got the lease, they've got the insurance on the car, and now they've got the garage. They're paying $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
They don't have a fucking car they use once a month. Morons. But it's really, man.
No, you're right.
And I got to tell you, when I had a car.
Some people can't break habits. Like, you just got to want to drive, yeah. You want to pull the car out and go.
Right.
You know, I have friends that still have a car. They live in, you know, Manhattan area. And they're like, you know, I want to get out and drive. I want to go. I don't want, you know.
I totally agree. But you
and
know
some
what?
Of these people have owned it. Like you said, they've had it for so long that you're not going to give it up.
Right. That alternate side of the street parking, though. If you park on the street, you know what that is, Elgin? Alternate side of the street
parking.
Oh, yeah.
Every day or you have to change so the streets.
Right. You know what that is, Dougie? From 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock every morning.
Right.
You've got to clear one side of the street on an alternate day, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you can't park your car there. If your car is parked there, they tow it because that's when the street sweepers come down this block and they clean the streets.
Right, so if you have a spot, there's actually days that you can't park there.
So, well, not a spot you buy, but just a spot where you find
a spot.
Regular
yeah.
spot, just to park your car on your block where you live.
Yeah.
So you've got to fucking wake up at like 7 in the morning, circle somewhere to find a fucking spot to put your car.
Yeah.
Now, you could double park. And then you end up blocking some other douchebag in. And now, or you're going somewhere and some guy is double parked in your car in. Now you're fucking blocked in.
So don't own a car.
Don't own a car, Manhattan. You don't need
I remember when I went to Flagler College the freshman year, they had limited parking.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, please, if you can, don't bring a car.
Right.
I'm like, man, what are you, nuts? I just got a nice car.
Right.
I got my first Celica.
Right.
The state colleges in New York, you were not allowed to have a car on campus if you were a freshman. You had to
leave it to the upperclassmen.
They wanted you to, you know, live on campus and live the college experience and do all that bullshit. You know?
Well, great. I'm losing my voice, which is about time. We're at the end of our Wake Up Late with Dougie show today.
Already?
Wow.
Yeah.
Went
by quick. Well, you know.
They're sad. Those people are sad. Because now you have no life at all. Once we stop tonight, now you got to do something like watch Hogan's Heroes at 10 o'clock.
Hogan's Heroes. But thanks for listening, guys, to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Thank Peter Leonard for joining us today. And Elijah David, of course.
Woo!
Hold on, I'm doing my Marco Rubio impression.
He's gargling. Dougie's getting some water.
Thanks for listening. By the way, don't forget this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be your host, along with special guests. I give this kid Danny Braff. A magician kid spot, and there's actually a girl going to be here from University of Florida who had asked me if she can get a spot. Absolutely,
yeah.
Justin Elliott's doing a middle spot. Is your middle and your headliner, Jersey, the Haitian sensation.
By the way, I wanted to say I like the branding on your new photo. It looks like a comic book. You know what I mean?
For right.
The Tavolino show.
That was it looked cool one,
really
right?
cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You should stick with that. I like it.
All the time.
Yeah. Why not?
It's a, you know.
It was a color
it's a different thing, yeah. It's
because of Justin Elliott.
I thought it looked cool.
Any rate, so and of course Jersey. Don't forget, guys, on Thursday if you're in Las Vegas, I'm going to be at Nietzsche Restaurant and Ultra Lounge performing. Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at Changa at Pechanga Casino in Temecula, California. Friday and Saturday night, and on Sunday in Vegas at the Stratosphere at the LA Comedy Club, 8 and 10 o'clock shows. Spots there, so go to more dates. By the way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And, of course, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David Comic.
Peter?
Don't follow me anywhere. I'll have to kill you. But if you must, go to the Food for Thought radio show.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back next week with all new shows. See you then. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.
journey of a thousand lifetimes.